Point number two, don't write telegraph. Don't write telegraph. By this I mean your first 10 words when you face anybody are more important than your next 10,000. In fact, if your first 10 words aren't the right words, brother, you won't have a chance to use the next 10,000. Because that prospect, that customer, will walk away from you physically if they don't float away from you mentally. So you must learn the art of verbal shorthand. You must learn how to speak telegraphically. You must learn how to put something in front of the other person in 10 seconds. Say something so important the other fellow says, hey, wait a minute, can't you tell me the rest of the story? It won't rub off. Triple the sales of white shoe polish in the Heck Company of Washington when our sales laboratory came up with that one. The kind the real Indians wear, Sonny. Sold Indian moccasins to every 3 out of 13 little boys with mathematical precision in the Shirley United stores. It won't roll when dropped. Sold 30 million square clothespins during the past 10 years in the W.T. Grant stores. How would you like to cut your shaving time in half, sir? Was the approach to double the sales of Barbasol. That's the value of words and phrases. Over in Japan, I heard a wonderful insurance approach. The companies over there like to hire widows to go out and sell insurance. And their approach is, sir, if my husband had purchased this insurance, I wouldn't be here today to sell you. I think that's a good approach. I like it a little bit better than that Hong Kong approach. They have a refrigerator over there that the ice melts, and it gets all over the bottom of the refrigerator. So the salesman says to the customer, madam, if you don't see water on the bottom of this refrigerator, please call me up. That's carrying the sizzle just a little too far. The patent medicine man over in the old country, such as Turkey, such as Japan, raps at the door and in a direct selling approach says, I'd like to leave this medicine cabinet here with you. It's free. Anytime you have to use it, and I hope you don't, but anytime you have to use it, use it. And when I come back, I'll replace the articles at cost. That's what I mean about your first 10 words are more important than your next 10,000. In Tangiers, the vendors like to run up to you on the beach and show you a diamond ring and say, I just found this on the beach yesterday. Want to buy it? Now, of course, those are bad approaches. High-pressure selling today is gone with the cigar, the derby, and the gold-plated fountain pen type of selling. Low-pressure selling is here. Sincere selling. Scientific selling. So remember, if you'll watch your first 10 words, your first 10 words will always watch out for you. Now you've got your sizzles, spoken telegraphically. So you say, I've got an idea now. I'm going to put them on a phonograph record. I'm going to put them on a tape recorder. And I'm going to press a button and let my customer hear them just as I spoke them. Sizzles in 10-second sentences. But don't try it. It won't work. You see, you have to have point number three to make your sizzles work.